I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh! Have you ever seen God forsake you?
All my life you have been so
remember that God is faithful. To remember that God is good. That God is the one seeing us through the darkest moments of our time. God is faithful. I do not know how best you understand this song and how the Spirit of God is communicating it to you. I want you to flow your heart in appreciating God. That God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. He's true to His word. He's faithful.
I will sing of the goodness of God.
A round of applause to our God. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I want you to bow down your heads and appreciate Him this morning for His presence in our midst. The presence of God is here already, and God is glorifying Himself in the life of every one of us. Let's just say to Him, Lord, we love You, we appreciate You. We thank You, Father, Lord God, for this great opportunity. You are the Almighty God. We thank You for the gift of life. We thank You for who You are. We want to thank You for who You are, O God. You are God. There is none like You. We give You praise. 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 Lord, You are worthy to be praised. Blessed be the name of our God. In Jesus' mighty name, we do give thanks. Amen. I want a resounding amen. Amen. God bless you for responding. This morning, I just want you to be very, very alert and to be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is doing right now. I want to thank God. You know, when the pastor came up here, he said God told him in the course of praise worship that weeping may endure for a night, but a joy come in the morning. How many of us had it? How many of us received it? How many of us believe it? And it shall be so for you. It shall be so for me in Jesus' name. This morning, as we go through the passage of the scripture, and I will give a little explanation, and then we begin to pray, you will see that in the mouth of two or three persons, the truth is established. And when the glory voices came up to sing this song, you will discover that it goes in line of darkness turning to light, weeping disappearing for singing. Hallelujah. That shall be your experience. In the name of Jesus. Our God and our Father, I want to thank You this morning for such a wonderful grace You've given unto us. I believe You, Lord. I believe Your word. I thank You for Your children. I thank You because of the great and wonderful promise You have for them. And I thank You because heaven is already opened to answer every one of us. And therefore, Lord, as we go into Your perfect law of liberty, Holy Spirit, this is Your word. I am Your servant. I am Your vessel. Lord, I pray that Your word will proceed with power. It will proceed with clarity. It will proceed in the simplest language Your people will understand. In the name of Jesus Christ, I banish and I cancel every ministering spirit of the devil. And I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that the mighty hand of God will be stretched forth to repel every power of darkness. In Jesus' mighty name, we too pray. And so I humble myself, O Lord, and I ask that You fill me and that You will use me to the glory and praise of Your holy name. That at the end of this meeting, we will testify that of a truth You have answered our prayers. Amen. Please turn with me to Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8. I will read verses 1 to 12. Nehemiah chapter 8 from verse 1. I read through to verse 12. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate, and they spake unto Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month, and read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and women, and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Mattithiah, and Shema, and Anaiah, and Orijah, and Hilkiah, and Maaseiah, on his right hand and on his left hand, Pedaiah, and Mishael, and Micaiah, and Hasham, and Asbadana, Zechariah, and Meshulah. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Israel blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up of their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Verse 7. Also Jeshua, and Bani, and Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbatai, Hodijah, Messiah, Kelita, Azariah. You know all those Zaya. I move to verse 8. Hallelujah. Verse 8. So they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the saints, and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tashasa, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Verse 10. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. Verse 12. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. Praise ye the Lord. I said, when Pastor came up, he said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And the topic God gave to me this morning is, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I used to say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Do you mean it? I want you to affirm it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Because they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of their mouth. You know, it is the will of God that as children of God, that everyone that believes Him should experience Him. God wants me to express to experience Him, His dealings. He wants me to enjoy Him. He wants you to enjoy Him at all times. But you see, in the account that we just read, the people of Israel told Ezra, bring the book of the law, because they knew that they had problem disobeying the word of God. God had already told them something. They disobeyed Him and they went into exile. But when they came back, they needed to also hear the word over and over again to remind them what God has spoken and why they had that problem. And so when Ezra read the book to them, in verse 9, the Bible says, they began to weep. You will see the readiness of these people that for 6 hours, they sat and Ezra was reading the law of the Lord to them. Those who should go to their duty post, those who should go to the farm, those who should go to their business, they put it aside because they knew that they were in problem. And until God, unless God helped them, that nothing will happen. So they had the word of God, they gave time and had the word of God, and because they gave attention to the word of God, the Spirit of God was also ready to help them, to minister understanding of the word to them, not the letter. They had, as it was reading it, and somehow there was a kind of kindling inside of them. The fire of the Holy Spirit kindled in them, pointing their attention to their errors. What brought the plight they passed through. And they remember that God had already told them that there were certain things they should do, there were ways they should live, that they were not doing that. And so when they heard the word of God, they broke down. Because the word of God, the Bible tells us, is like a hammer. When we hear the word of God and we just shake our dress and go, that word is not doing anything for us. But when you hear the word of God, it touches you and you are able to connect with what God is saying, then you will experience the presence of God. Ezra did what God wanted him to do. He was a scribe, a teacher. He did it. He presented the matter to them. But at the end, they broke down. And he himself was amazed that these people are crying. Why are they crying? He knew that the word of God actually meant so much to them. The word of God had become to them as a mirror into which they saw their errors. They saw themselves and they needed to readjust if they will experience the strength of the Lord. Now, the topic, the joy of the Lord is my strength. It gives us an idea that the strength we need is when we make God happy. It is the strength that God can give to any man is when that person makes the heart of God to rejoice. Anyone that is living in sin, anyone that is living in disobedience, anyone who does not count the word of God, anyone who just hear, who don't cherish fellowship. Like today now, many of us are here. Some people may still say they don't want to come to church because of certain factors. They are afraid of things that is no longer in existence. Hallelujah. But you do not know the day of visitation. The day God is going to touch you, you do not know when He's going to lift that burden. You know, there are so many troubles we have in this world. We pass through trials, temptations, and so on and so forth. But you see, this Israelites brings us to such a point that when we hear the word of God, there are ways we should respond. If you are scolding a boy, as a father, if I scold my child, if I scold him, so I say, what you are doing is not good, and he just did like this and goes. Or he did like this and goes. I will know that he's not counting, that discipline is not registering inside of him. But if his countenance shows that he's remorseful, that he's sober, I will know that he takes the rebuke. Many of us as children of God, we lack the strength of God because we live contrary to the word of God. The strength of God that we are talking about, we soon see it as time goes on. It is not the strength a wrestler builds by building the muscle. It is not a physical muscle that we have here, that we have to carry heavy weights. The weightlifters build up muscles to be able to carry heavy weights. That's not the strength of God that we are talking about. The strength of the Lord is given to anyone, but it is spiritual. When you obey the word of God, you are a strong man. Anyone that lives in obedience to the word of God is a strong man. The devil will fear you because you have spiritual muscle. You are so strong. There is nothing you cannot carry. Because underneath you is the everlasting arm. Because the word you speak, speak like the oracle of God. And God has made you a firebrand as his minister. So when you speak, the devil must bow to you. Because the joy, because gladdening the heart of God is giving you strength. If somebody is doing things to please God and is strong, he also has to be very careful. So, brethren, I submit to us now that the joy of the Lord, we want to look at what it means, and then we look at strength. The joy of the Lord is the joy what makes God happy. What makes God happy is the joy of the Lord. And that joy that comes from the throne of God into our life is God's own joy. Hallelujah. Do you understand this now? God is a joyous, is a joyful God. God is not a sad God. So his attribute is joyful, is joyous. God is always happy. God is always doing things that will make him happy. He said, he created all things and for his pleasure. When he looks at his creation, he's happy. And that's what God wants. Anyone that lives contrary to the word of God, when God looks at that person, that is the only person that can make God sorrowful. May we not sadden the heart of God in Jesus' name. May we not sadden the heart of God in Jesus' name. There is nothing in this world that can bring, that can give us joy. Somebody may say, I want to make myself happy. I want to rejoice. You throw party. You cannot be throwing party every day. You want to celebrate your birthday. Call all the Nigerians, call all everybody in the world together. You will celebrate it. It is, you may not, you won't be able to celebrate it throughout the whole year, every day. The joy we manufacture by ourselves, they are short-lived joy. Because when God gives joy, God's joy is everlasting. You will experience the joy of God today in the name of Jesus. Can you say to yourself, I will experience the joy of God in the name of Jesus. Some people may even say, I want to make myself happy. Or somebody is making me sad, so I want to make myself happy. They will go out and be drinking. They will say, when it is when they drink that they will forget their sorrow. But they forget that when they drink now, they will still come back. That drink, the effect of that drink will fade off. And they still come to square one. And they will gradually build up disease or sickness for themselves in the process of taking things to create the joy that is not there. But the joy that comes from the Lord is pure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the joy of the Lord gives strength. The joy. You know, the way I put it is, when you make God happy, you are making God happy. That is the joy of the Lord. Okay? Now, when you are making, God will now infuse his strength inside of you because he has to empower you for making him happy. And this strength that we are talking about is quite very, very important. Hallelujah. Let me quickly go and just give us an idea of joy, what joy is. There is no dictionary that can define exactly what the joy of the Lord is. But we have an idea of a definition of joy in the Bible. In the dictionary and what we understand it to be. How many of us have experienced joy before? That joy will continue in Jesus' name. But it is the real joy of God that will be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Joy is a gift from God. If you read Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, joy is mentioned out of the gift, the fruit of the Spirit is one of them. Joy is a feeling of great pleasure. It is an essential spiritual practice grown out of faith. Essential spiritual practice. You know, when every day you should be laughing, you should be rejoicing. Because that is where your strength is. And it is a spiritual exercise because you cannot see it. You have to be practicing it. You have to be doing it. Some people don't know how to rejoice. The face will be so blush. They carry blush on the face instead of smiling. And you know, mommy told us last week that when you smile, there are so many things. When you smile, you will be healthy, really speaking. Hallelujah. Now, joy also elates our response to feeling of happiness. It lifts it up. It enhances our response to feelings of happiness. Joy is the pure and simple delight of being alive. It is the pure and simple delight of being alive. When you are joyful, when you rejoice in the Lord, you know that you are alive, not just because you are physical here, but in the realm of the spirit, you are alive, you are active. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, what about strength? What about strength? Strength means the quality or state of being physically strong. The quality or state of being physically strong. It also means the capacity to withstand great force or pressure. Capacity. That's why I said strength of the Lord. The strength God gives has the capacity to withstand any great force that may want to oppose you. Any power, any pressure of the world. I want to do this. The care of this world. All the pressure that may weary you down. The strength of the Lord is able to withstand them because it's in you. You are able to withstand it. You are able to withstand the test of time. You are able to withstand all the challenges. Hallelujah. It is also the influence or power possessed by a person. Influence of power. You know, we have people, when we say somebody is powerful in the society, you're talking of strength. Strength is also the character trait or skills that are considered positive. Considered positive like knowledge. Knowledge is strength. Any skill you have, that's the strength you have. All the attributes you have, your talent, that's your strength. So when God gives strength to a man, that means that person will stop at nothing. God will have so many opportunities, oh, so many resources. They will be saying the person is wise. Because whatever you do, prospers. Hallelujah. So, when we are now talking of all this, the joy of the Lord is my strength, you need to know that strength is grace. The strength God gives is grace. Because if He gives that grace, you are able to use it. It is not because you ask so much for it, but because you are living right in His sight. And He does it as a father. Because an obedient child is qualified for whatever the father has. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I want to quickly, because of our time, I will just look at some things. When we are talking of the joy of the Lord, that is what makes your life meaningful. The joy of the Lord makes life meaningful. When people see you, they will know that God is doing something in your life. They will really know, they will know, just like in Psalm 126, that God has turned away the captivity of this person. And they are looking at, God has done great things for this person. No? It is because God is looking at that person in favor. Hallelujah. Now, we have some things to do, which they are very, very important. We have to be focused and strategic when we want to enjoy when we want to have the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Spirit, because without the Holy Spirit, there is nothing we can do. Hallelujah. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10, it tells us that we must endure hardship. You know, those people we read, the Israelites that we read from the main text, was because the things of the world, pressure, their need, actually pushed them to doing what God didn't want. And we also live in such a life today that we are so encumbered, so pressurized with needs. How to pay school fees? How to buy this? For example, somebody has been on a salary for some years. When go of rice was 500 naira. But that same salary now is the same you will buy when a Congo of rice is almost now. I think it's 1,000 naira or more. I don't know. But it's double. But you worry, you say, how will I cope? But God is faithful. For those who put their trust in God, they will never be put to shame. Hallelujah. Economy may be harsh, but those who know God, who do the will of God, they will experience the strength of the ability to cope with any situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10, we have to know this, that of a truth, we may be having sorrows, but the Bible says we should rejoice always. So, anyone that is able to rejoice in affliction, that is able to rejoice in trials, such a person has the strength of God. You will see that some people pass through terrible times, and some people don't pass to half the magnitude of what that person passed through, and that those people have either fallen ill or they are dead. Because the strength sustaining the one having more magnitude is not in such person, or that is not as much as it should be. Praise ye the Lord. In 3 John chapter 1, verse 4, we must do the will of God always. We must do the will of God always. 1 John 1:4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. God delights when we are walking in the truth. And to do His will, we have to walk in the truth at all times. Amen. Amen. So, why do we need the strength of the Lord, the joy and the strength of the Lord? Why? Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. The Bible talks of what God has in mind for us. Zephaniah chapter 3, I will read verse 17. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. Hallelujah. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. When God joys over you and God is singing about your life, about you, about what you are doing, you know, that is the reason why we need his strength. Hallelujah. We also need God's strength because the devil is looking for the downfall of children of God. In James chapter 4 verse 7, James chapter 4 verse 7, we know that the devil is looking for whom he wants to devour. Hallelujah. The devil will not be able to get us in Jesus' name. In Judges chapter 8, I want to look at verse 4. Judges 8, verse 4. There we need to also finish our race and finish it well. Judges chapter 8, I will read verse 4. Praise the Lord. And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that with him, faint, yet pursuing them. Praise the Lord. It is because the strength of God was in them, in those people, because it was God that chose those people, the army. And as they were pursuing the enemy, they were so tired. But the strength of the Lord was also in them to continue. There are so many things as we are doing the work of the Lord, we get tired on the way. But because we are doing the will of God, we will get strengthened at all times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So three things quickly before we begin to pray. Three things quickly. Faith is important in God. Faith is important. You have to have faith in God. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it says, anyone that must come to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. So, you know, if you don't have faith in God, you will displace him. See, without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you do not believe God, how will you seek his face? If you don't believe him, how will you obey his command? How will you listen to his precepts? Praise the Lord. So God will want us to have faith so that we get closer to him, we will obey his word, and we will trust whatever he says to us that it shall be according to his word. Another point is that we have to be humble to accept our weakness. We must be humble to accept our weakness. We must know that we are weak. We are weak. When you acknowledge that you are weak, then God will give you strength. Hallelujah. Accept that you are weak. When you accept that you are weak, God will bring strength. Hallelujah. How many of us are weak here? I'm weak. But the strength of God is perfected in our weakness.
Hallelujah.
So the strength of God will come upon you and you become strong in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Before we begin to pray, I just want to mention some few things to us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, that is talking about humility now. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, God was speaking to Paul here. He said, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness."
Hallelujah.
So, God is doing, in the infirmity that Paul had, God said, "Don't worry, I will still strengthen you." That is the strength of God that kept him, and he was able to fulfill. We should also, humility will make us acknowledge our sins. You will not pass the buck. You will not push your sin and say, "Is this person that make me sin? Or is it the devil that pushed me?" In Psalm 51, verse 4, David acknowledged his sins. He said, in Psalm 51, verse 4, Psalm 51, verse 4, he says, "It's unto you alone that I've sinned." He says, "Against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in the sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speak." You see, God will never be guilty of anybody.
Hallelujah.
So God is forever justified in whatever he says. But when we acknowledge our sins and repent, then God will forgive us our sins. Then we look at the third one. We must have deeper relationship, deeper intimacy with him.
Hallelujah.
James chapter 4 verse 8 says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So we need to get closer to God in all that we do. In studying the word of God, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says we should study the word of God so much that we will be able to know the difference between good and bad.
Hallelujah.
We must also meditate on the word of God as we get deeper. As you're meditating in the word of God, you get closer and closer, you understand. It's my Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, "This book of the law should not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate in it day and night." And it is in meditating in the word of God that we are prospered.
Hallelujah.
So, deeper intimacy with God means returning to God. It means returning to God. We want to get closer to him in the place of prayer. Even in spite of all your busy schedule, you create time to seek the face of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, I want us to begin to pray. That song we started with. You see, let me bring the message together for us to know that the reason I chose that topic actually was because God showed me a vision that confirms this topic. I wouldn't have used this topic. But you see, that confirmed to me that was the topic God would want me to use this morning because of the various confirmations. That I saw a group of people locked up somewhere and they were willing. "Hey, Joe, what was left? Please come and release us. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe." And suddenly, there was a storm. That storm came and carried the place where those people were and lifted it as if it was a canopy and moved it away from them and smashed it on the floor and scattered it. And those people came, and actually they were wearing white dresses. Wearing white dresses. That suggested to me that they are children of God. And since God has given me this revelation for this message, I know that God has something to do specially in the life of every one of us. To sanctify us. To deliver us. I mean, many people that are in the bondage of the devil. That's why the topic says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." Can you say it? You know, the beautiful thing about the joy of the Lord is God is a merciful God that in spite of our sins, he doesn't want us to, because sin is not greater than Jesus. When we feel sorry for our sins, we accept, we must know that there is a Savior that is able to deliver. And so, once we know that, oh, we have sinned and we have repented and we have said, Lord, we will not return to it, we must be encouraged. That's the strength God gives to you. Say, yes, I know that I was a sinner. But now, in Christ Jesus, I have strength to live without sinning again. Hallelujah. So, that is what we should know now, that revelation that I saw actually showed me that today, if you will respond to the word of God today, the way the people of Israel responded to the word of God, it touched them. And there was a revival in their midst. They released themselves until Ezra said to them, go and eat. Go. There's no more problem. God has forgiven you. It is well with you. It is well with you in the name of Jesus. See, every situation that is challenging you, that makes you weep. In Psalm 30, verse 5. Psalm 30, verse 5. That's where the scripture says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now, you see, weeping at night means that there are so many things, many pass through, that you don't share with others. That is just personal. In the dark. That's darkness, not the literary evening time now. You are going about, but you have something inside of you that is giving you trouble. But you cannot share with other people. That is the night. That is weeping during the night. But when joy comes, God removes that. And so people can see it, that God has done you well. That's the joy that comes in the morning. So that all those things that makes you weep or cry in your closet, that's weeping at night. But when joy comes in the morning, God removes it. And people can see that, your life will be glorious. Shall we begin to pray? Let we begin to pray. Let's give glory to God. Let's give God honor to God this morning. Let's thank him very much. I do not know how God has spoken to you, but all I know is that God says the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength, no matter what your challenge, no matter what you are passing through. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And I'm also very sure that there is deliverance in the house. There is deliverance for us today. In every area where the devil has been oppressing us, where we have been limited, where problems have been pinching us so much that we are crying. As if we were locked up somewhere. But brethren, I submit to you that there is deliverance. There's an intervention today in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, O Lord our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. O Lord, we give you praise this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray this morning, Father. I thank you because your word is true. Your word is true. Your word is true. Your word is true. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Well, if you take your Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. The scripture says, we believe, so we speak. Do you believe the word of God today? Do you really believe that the joy of the Lord is your strength? Do you believe that weeping may endure for a night, but it just comes in the morning? And that this is your morning? Can you begin to assert it? Can you begin to use that word and say, I believe your word, and I speak it. I believe your word, and I speak. So, address that situation. Speak to that situation. Lord, I believe your word, and I speak. As I believe it, I speak. Yes, I heard it. I believe it. I speak it. In the name of Jesus. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written. I believed, and therefore have I spoken. So, we also believe. And therefore we speak. So if you believe, speak it. And say, it is well with me. It is well with me. It is well with me. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Everything that is wearing me down, that is bringing me low, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Well, a notice passed to me now that there is a man named Olasun Kami, about 40 years of age, who is in serious bondage. God said, we can agree to set him free today, and he will be loosed. Hallelujah. You know, the word of God is true. That person is fortunate. Can we just pray for that Mr. Olasun Kami, that the Lord will deliver him from that bondage? Any bondage whatsoever. Any bondage, that the Lord will deliver him. The Lord will deliver him. God does not speak without a witness. He has revealed it ahead of time. And as many people as are in bondage of sickness or affliction, the Lord will heal in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's also pray that as many as are in the bondage of sickness, if you are the one that is sick, pray for yourself also. Today is your day. Today is your day. Every sickness, the Lord will deal with it. Every bondage, the Lord will shatter. The Lord will destroy. There will be emancipation. There will be freedom. The Lord will set his people free in the name of Jesus Christ. We believe, so we speak. We believe, so we speak in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, because forever you are good. We thank you for allowing us to come, your Lord God, because we know you have set him free. Be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Because if the Son of Man will set us free, we will be free indeed. Jesus has made you free in the name of Jesus Christ. You are free, 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 you are free. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. The joy of the Lord is your strength. When the joy of the Lord becomes your strength, the Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, that you can do all things in Christ, who is your strength. Can you say in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Can you say it? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I can do all things. I can do all things. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I can do all those things that become difficult. You have put your money in business, but you are not able. You receive the ability to succeed now. You receive the freedom to prosper now. You can do all things. You want to grow spiritually. The Lord will help you because there is help. There is grace in the house. The Lord wants to help his people. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. I want you to pray, Lord, all those things that make me weep, all those things that make me weep, that serves as my night, let my morning come now. Let my morning come now. Let my morning come. Weeping may endure for a night, but night, morning comes now, when the joy comes in the morning. Let my joy come. Let my joy come. Let my joy come. Our Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 14, verse 27, he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. The peace God has given to us is the best that we need. If there is any way the world gives peace, they will take it back and multiply sorrow to that person. I want you to claim it. I want you to claim it now. And say in the name of Jesus. Say it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I receive peace. I receive peace. I receive peace in my heart, in my life, in all my undertakings. In the name of Jesus Christ. Recasting Palam of Shimbrana Masampari Machingada, Rima Sibaba Simbrana Machine de Kara, Rukasti Parma Shimbrada, Yemasi Pampari Machimbradeva, Kina Sipari Machine de Kilimusumbra. Lord, I pray. I want to pray for us this morning. The Spirit of God is leading me to pray. I want to pray. And I want you to just stretch your hands to God. And as you pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you because of your word this morning. And I thank you for the confirmation. Your word is yea and amen. The Bible says forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Lord, you have spoken your word this morning. We ask, O Lord God, that you will cause your word to work for your people in the name of Jesus. Let there be deliverance. Let there be freedom. Let there be healing. Let there be prosperity. Let there be forward march. Let the enemy of your people be silenced in the name of Jesus. Let the haters of your people be silenced in the name of Jesus. Anyone that constitutes hindrance for the smooth progress of your people, remove them from the way in the name of Jesus Christ. Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered. Defend your people in their going out and their coming in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, be glorified in their going out and in their coming in. Preserve them from the snare of the fowlers in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we give you praise because there is none like you. We are your children. We pray for every member of Glory Tabernacle Ministry. Whatever be the agenda of the devil concerning anyone, we frustrate. In the name of Jesus Christ. Who is it that has said it to him? The Lord has not commanded. Lord, I pray that every agenda, every plan of the devil concerning any member of Glory Tabernacle Ministry, and every evil revelation, or every evil dream, we nullify it now. In the name of Jesus. We live the standards of the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the will of the enemy will not come to pass concerning you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will lift you up spiritually. The Lord will bless you spiritually. The Lord is the source of your joy. You will be strong. You'll be strong in the Lord. You'll be strong in His power. Then finally, the Bible says, finally, be strong in the Lord. You'll be strong. You'll be strong in the might of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord fortifies you with everything you need to prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, from today, all those things that make you cry or weep or sigh, the Lord rolls them away. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bear witness to your word this morning, O Lord my King. I speak your word, not my word, and I have delivered as you have given to me. Let there be a confirmation. A confirmation that there will be manifestation of the fulfillment of your word in the life of your people. Those who have been failing, those who have abandoned projects, Lord, intervene now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. Thank you, Eternal Father. Thank you, Father. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy, the joy.
The joy of the Lord.
The joy of the Lord.